This is the English translation of the message delivered by Pastor Hobo on April 14th, 2024. The message title is Beyond the 70 Years of Travel. The scripture passage is from Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over your journey through this vast desert. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you, and you have not lacked anything. Good morning. I have moved to Nagoya in 2011 in March, and it's been 13 years since then, where my church is. The Osu Church is very opposite in terms of environment compared with Tsuchiura Megumi Church. It is the area developed by Ieyasu Tokugawa 400 years ago. He gathered temples and shrines, about 40 of them, in one place, and the shopping areas has been developed around those temples and shrines because people are gathering there. And 71 years ago, American missionary came to this area, and in the middle of the front approach to the Kannon Temple, he established a church, Christian church. And 30 years ago, we had to make renovation of the church, and we decided to install a carillon. It's a set of bells, and every day from 11 o'clock to 6 p.m. every hour, it plays the Christian music. And the Deuteronomy passage, which we just read, the book of Deuteronomy itself was written before Israelites entered the promised land, the Canaan. And it was written by Moses, who was not allowed to enter the promised land. And it was written almost like as his the will, and the words were given by the Lord, and Moses wrote down to the people who were about to enter the promised land. And it is what Moses saw as the 40 years of a journey in the wilderness. And I would like to focus on three words in this chapter 2, verse 7. The first word is the Lord. During the 40 years of journey in the wilderness, the Lord was with them, with the Israelites. He led them with a pillar of clouds or a pillar of fire day and night. And it was 70 years which were led by the Lord. The second word I'd like to focus is the blessing. The blessing is what is given by God. and it is one-sided. We human beings kind of expect the mutual giving and getting to be the right way to do. But the blessings God gives us does not demand the return. It is one way. It is given by the Lord. It is blessed by the Lord in one way. And Moses, when he looked back the past 40 years, he felt that it was one-sided, a grace of God. And this is why he wrote down. And we human beings cannot give a return to God. The third word is the sentence, we have not lacked anything. Moses understood and he was certain. The Israelites, when they left Egypt, they were given gold and silvers from his Egyptian neighbors, so Israelites lacked nothing. And in the wilderness, every day, manna was given to them as food. And when Israelites complained there was no enough water, God gave water from a rock. Israelites were discontent and dissatisfied always, but there was nothing lacking in their life in the wilderness. Pastor Hoon asked me to share with you my experience in Megumi Church. It's been 8 years since I visited this church, so it's been a long time. And remembering the time I spent here, which is a part of 70 years of this church history, I'd like to share with you something. I was here in Megumi Church from the spring of 1992 to the spring of 2011 for 19 years. It was an enjoyable days. And in 1992, when I arrived, it had been 5 years since the church building was newly built. And Mr. Kanao was assuming a general manager position, and Pastor Seino, the senior pastor, arrived 2 years before I came. And I remember that there was a kind of big momentum in the church to expand the church. And it was the time of expansion of Garden of Grace. When I arrived, the church land was up to where Chapel Pisco was, and we already started Mana Kindergarten. And with Pastor Seno, many of us used to speak about the dream of this church. And I remember Mr. Shuichi Inamoto drew a kind of map, and in his map there was a land which we haven't had even bought, was drawn as the land of the church. And Mr. Kanao, the general manager, was quite good at the negotiating with the neighbors. And the church expanded its land beyond where it was when I arrived. Last year, in February or March, Mr. and Mrs. Kitamura of Megumi Church came to visit me, and they wanted to interview me about 19 years I spent in this church. And after the interview, Mr. Kitamura made the interview into a manuscript, and he asked me to edit. And just yesterday, I submitted to Mr. Kitamura what I edited. It took a long time, I'm sorry. But as I edited it, it was an opportunity for me to really look back at those 19 years in this church. Senior Pastor Seno and his wife, they were so understanding and tolerant, and I was able to work quite freely. I arrived here when I was 31 years old, and I was entrusted with the junior high and senior highs. And eventually, we began a worship service dedicated to the teens. One thing I would like to raise here is the contribution of a Koinonia program with the Tevan Church in Korea. This morning, fortunately, we have Elder Yeonsu Lee and also Mr. Kyungsu Lee as visitors to celebrate the anniversary of Megumi Church. The very memorial event was the first joint Bible camp of for the junior high and senior high students in 1997. And the members who participated in that Bible camp are still in this church, and the continued Koinonia program really impacted the young generations of this church. I was also in charge of college and career people, and we converted the evening service to an open service, so-called open service, where the college and career people can grow in their work and the service for the Lord. And this is when Pastor Hon came as a university student who became one of the leaders. Also, during my 19 years, we had a program, TV program, on the local cable TV, and we broadcasted the various activities of the church. It was a 30 minutes long program every week, and I used to take videos of Mana Kindergarten. My daughter was in the Mana Kindergarten at that time, so she thought that I was a cameraman of a cable TV. And there are Bible study groups, home Bible study groups, and Wednesday worship services. And also, what I remember vividly is when Eon, I came to this neighborhood. I was appointed as a representative of the church to negotiate and discuss with Eon and the city hall. What I can say is that whatever happened, there were things which were needed were always there. There was nothing lacking, especially talents. For any new activities or new events, we found volunteers who can lead or who can take responsibilities, and we lacked no, not we had nothing lacking in people, or place, or things. In every area, we were provided sufficiently. The people of Israel, when they looked back the 40 years in the wilderness, they had nothing lacking. So, don't you think that Judah Megumi Church was the same in the past 70 years? In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 7, the people of Israel recognized that there was nothing lacking in their lives in the wilderness. And as Moses said so, we did not lack anything that we needed in the past 70 years in this church. With this assurance, let us move forward to the promised land. Let us pray.